So the breaking news is on the Pioneer Foods recall. You might have heard Wendy and I say to you yesterday that there'd been a quite significant twist in the tale, but we couldn't share it with you until the report was released, and it was still under embargo as we finished the show yesterday. We can now share it with you, though, because Pioneer Foods themselves have put it out a little while ago. And it turns out those weren't shards of glass, which consumers found in their cans of liquid fruit grape juice. They were actually shards of crystallized cream of tartar, which is a standard kitchen ingredient many of us have in our kitchen pantry and use in baking and making cool drinks and the like. Now, Pioneer Foods asked the Stellenbosch-based laboratory Facts Food and Allergy and Consulting Services to test a sample from the affected juice. And if that name rings a bell, it's because Dr. Harris Steinman, who is the owner of Facts, has been a guest on the show many, many times. And we've asked him to join us again today just to briefly reflect on the significance of these findings. Harris, it's always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, and hello to everyone.
Quite a surprise. The glass wasn't glass at all. It was good old cream of tartar. Have you ever come across such a thing in the lab setting before?
Not in this instance, but we've often found adulterants to be not what they seem to be. This is the first time we've had these crystals or glass shards come up for us to investigate, and it certainly was a very interesting experience for us.
Harris, I understand that the process can happen naturally, but something must have been different about this particular batch of cans and how they were treated or the temperatures they were kept at to cause the crystallization to happen after the juice had already been canned. Did your findings give any indication of what that might have been?
No, we're still in the ongoing helping to determine what the potential cause is. The number of factors that have occurred in the last number of weeks, and one of them being that incredibly cold spell, and that in itself can be one of the triggers, although there are many others. Mm-hmm. What does happen is that in grape juice, it happens to have high levels of potassium and tartaric acid. And if the circumstances are right, they do precipitate out, but not usually this large, the crystals this large. And saying that these crystals weren't that large, but they shouldn't be there at all.
Mm. Okay, so obviously Pioneer wants to find out how they came to be there so that they can make sure that that doesn't happen again. Because, Harris, although, as I said, cream of tartar is a substance many of us will happily add to our endeavours in the kitchen, anything in a hard crystal form is surely going to be a potential risk to consumers. Let's talk about what potential risk this posed if somebody had swallowed it. Would it have been concern about the ingredients of the mix itself, or rather the shape and sort of sharpness of the crystals?
Yes, you're right. It's rather the shape and sharpness. The biggest crystals we saw was about half a centimeter. So in general, for the average adult, it would have just been swallowed and been processed like cream of tartar would be. Obviously, we're a little bit more concerned if young children were involved, but they were not necessarily sharp like glass, where your results are definitely a problem or problematic. Here, there is a risk still because you don't, you know, your body can have difficulty sometimes processing crystals. But generally, they were small enough that for the average person, they would have been swallowed without any particular effect.
And of course, the other reassuring thing, Harris, is that this does remove the possibility of a deliberate contamination of the product from the table. I know initially people were concerned this might have been industrial sabotage of some nature. This is a naturally occurring process.
Absolutely. And, you know, glass is a fearful situation because it doesn't just lodge in your mouth or your throat. It can go all the way through and penetrate any part of your colon. Or intestine. In this case, being a crystal, you know, the acidic process in your stomach would dissolve it, you know, fairly quickly or instantaneously, you could say. So the risk was really just that initial going down the throat, irritation and that sort of thing. Glass is for any company a major problem. And so Pioneer must be extremely grateful it turned out not to be that. And also because it would be a problem of trying to decide whether it was industrial deliberate contamination by employee or whether it was a processing fault somewhere. So it's a highly problematic event if it is glass, and thankfully this is a net.
We've lost the signal there, but that was literally the last question, so we'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Dr. Harris Steinman, who is a medical doctor, food scientist, and the owner of FACTS, Food and Allergy Consulting Services, a laboratory based in Stellenbosch, which looked at the samples from the affected grape juice. So again, it was not grass. It was naturally forming crystals of cream of tartar. Important to say that if you are sitting with cans from that batch, you should still return them, even though, as Harris has just explained, there's actually very little risk from now that we know it's not glass, we know it's very low risk. It is still a slight risk, and Pioneer has said emphatically, please continue to return those items to the shop you bought them from. You are entitled to a full refund from the store you bought them from, and that store in turn must return them to Pioneer. So if you did, if you're not sure, just Google Pioneer liquefruit grape juice. You will very easily find the list of barcodes and dates involved. Most of these products actually never left the warehouse in the first place, thankfully, but there were some that made it into stores, and if you have one, you should still take it back, even though we now know it was a much less dangerous contamination than we thought in the first place. Our thanks again to Dr. Harris Steinem.